Well, now to the Oxford Dictionary's UK and US Word of the Year. And it is not even a word. It's an emoji, that one with the big blue tears and the smile called Tears of Joy. Well, one of the editors compiling the Oxford shortlist for Australia's Word of the Year is Mark Gwynne from the Australian National Dictionary Centre at the ANU. I asked him whether the selection of a non-word as the 2015 Word of the Year was a sign of the parlous state of our language.
No, it's not. It's more of a way Oxford is showing how communication is changing. It's a chance to show that, you know, communication is not just about words.
But you're a wordsmith. I mean, surely it must trouble you to see an emoji instead of a word being picked as Word of the Year.
I'm not sure it's the word I would have chosen, or the pictograph that I would have chosen, certainly not. But I think the Word of the Year, it's a playful kind of time for dictionary makers.
So are we going to start to see emojis in the dictionary then?
I don't think Oxford have any intention at the moment of actually putting the emoji with a definition in there.
Why the Tears of Joy emoji?
Well, the main reason that the Tears of Joy emoji was chosen is because it is, according to the Oxford database, it represents some 20% of all emoji use in the US and UK, the UK in particular.
You're one of those who decides the Australian Word of the Year. I know you can't reveal all yet, but can you tell us whether your shortlist does include emojis?
No, it doesn't include emoji. There might be a hashtag term there. That's all I can say. And I mean, that's certainly another form of communication now. That's all I'll say.
So competing with the Tears of Joy emoji on the British and US shortlist, there are a number of interesting words. Lumbosexual. Give us the Oxford definition of that one.
Well, a lumbosexual is a young urban man who cultivates an appearance and style of dress, typified by a beard and checked shirt.
Isn't that a hipster?
Well, I would say that, yes, we would categorise it as a hipster in Australia. The lumberjack shirt or the flannel check shirt with the beard is quite a common look these days. And so that's what lumbosexual. That's taking over from, in Australia, we might have been familiar a few years back with rurosexual, someone from the bush. And also metrosexual goes back quite a few years, and that was a man who dressed very stylishly and liked shopping.
Well, speaking of style, I've got to admit there's one word on the list there that had completely passed me by, on fleek.
On fleek is a very new word, and that emerged last year on the Vine social media service site, and a particular woman posted a video of her very sleek and good-looking eyebrows, and she said they're on fleek. And that video went viral and was picked up in various songs. I think Nicki Minaj had a song using the term, and you will find that word or that phrase now, on fleek. It's on Facebook and on YouTube, and teenagers would be very familiar with that term.
And then, curiously, on this shortlist are some very ordinary words, but with slightly adjusted meanings. Now, they was on the shortlist to be Word of the Year. Tell us about that.
Well, okay, so they as a pronoun, everyone will know the word they, and we also know that it's used as a singular form to refer to someone without referring to their sex. So you might say Alex is bringing their laptop, and this is a way of avoiding giving them a specific gender or sexual identity. It's become quite a big thing now. We now have the honorific mix, spelled MX, rather than the use of Mr., Mrs. or Ms.
So are you comfortable then that with the choice from this shortlist?
I think it's interesting. I'm sure it'll draw attention to emojis. I mean, in Australia, we've had Julie Bishop using emojis in interviews, Hillary Clinton using emojis. So I think, in a way, Oxford choosing the emoji and that particular emoji highlights the development and the evolution of language.
Do you use them?
I don't really. I'm not much of a mobile telephone user. I tend to use the landline a bit more than most people, I think. So
you're very old style.
I'm a Luddite.
Oh, Mark Gwynne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Mark Gwynne from the Australian National Dictionary Centre, speaking to us there about the Oxford Word of the Year.